And we say good morning to Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdelmateen. Good morning.
Good morning.
You can tell it is World Cup season approaching here in New York because every neighborhood sports bar has its banner out, has its flag out. A lot of American flags, a lot of Brazilian flags.
Well, this is the time, and actually we know more about the World Cup and we know more about the U.S. team and the American presence there than any time before.
Yeah.
I'd say this is probably the most deepest penetration we've ever had.
Well, we will see, and let's get deep into the roster on the U.S. team in a moment, but let's talk about the NBA playoffs. Orlando did it again last night.
Orlando's playing a little game with fate right now, and if you they're dancing with the 2004 Red Sox. And also with this season's Philadelphia Flyers.
It's coming back from three down.
Coming back from three games to nothing. And last night they won, I believe it was 113-92 over the Celtics, which is basically a rout. Most of the game, the Celtics were inept. They lost a couple key players. It was a brutal loss for Celtics fans, but it looks like the Magic have finally found their swagger and they understand what it takes. And if you think about it, these are both of the two teams that represented the Eastern Conference in the past two seasons. So this is going to be a bloody battle. And it's become one.
And it's 3-2 now?
Correct.
And the next game is where?
Friday, and that'll be in Boston.
In Boston, all right. And the Western Conference coming up, the Phoenix Suns have another chance, but they have to go back to Los Angeles.
They do, and that's what will make it a little bit different. That will give the Lakers an edge. However, the Suns are finally figuring out what it means to play at this level. I think a lot of those guys haven't played at this level, and they're starting to knock down the big shots. So what you're going to see are you're going to see that level of play again, and it's going to be a closer game than the other losses that the Suns had.
Oh, it's going to be exciting there at the Staples Center, that's for sure, in L.A. So the World Cup, 2 weeks away. The U.S. team is set. The rinky-dinky NBA playoffs, who cares about that? The World Cup is a global venture. Who's on the U.S. team? Did I make it, by the way?
Well, you actually, you're on the roster, and so is your partner here.
Really? Because I stink at soccer.
I really stink at soccer, but that's another story. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, there are some surprises. There was Robbie Finley, who was a striker from Real Salt Lake. He was a surprise. He was kind of a late addition. But in general, I think the biggest names that are on the list, of course, you have the goalie, Tim Howard, and he's probably, in terms of winning at the big stage, he's a top, one of the best goalies in the world, and he's critical to their effort.
And he's a huge star.
Landon Donovan also.
Landon Donovan, obviously, Jozy Altidore. Those are the big names. Another name that is going to be interesting is Hercules Gomez, and he was kind of on the edge and on the fence, but I believe he's primed to make the most out of the big stage and the most out of this opportunity. He's going to have a chance at the biggest stage in the world to do that.
So. June 12th, the USA is in South Africa competing against England. Quickly before we go, what is the style of play of this team for us as we watch?
Well, I mean, a lot of these guys are playing in international ball, so I think it will mimic what's happening with the other teams. They're gonna have a lot of defenders. They're gonna put more on the midfield in the defense, and they're trying to focus on speed a little bit this year. They're not gonna be as good as some of these other teams internationally. So what they're gonna have to do is rely on their strong defense.
So strong defense,
correct.
A lot more speed. Maybe the USA has a chance.
Maybe, but it would be a great win if they get out of their group.
All right, Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, talking about the World Cup. Just over 2 weeks away, the U.S. team is set.